This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 11th of August. Sussex earned a 117-run first innings lead over Middlesex after being bowled out for 287 on day two at Hove. Michael Yardley took his overnight 24-89 before becoming one of six wickets for the increasingly impressive Toby Rowland Jones. Middlesex then closed on 92-2 in their second innings, with Sam Robson unbeaten on 24, having shared an opening stand of 72 with his captain Chris Rogers, who made 48. In Division 2, Leicestershire took the last five Northamptonshire first innings wickets for the addition of 99 runs this morning, but have slumped to 187-6 in their first innings by stumps. Ramnaresh Sarwan hit 59, but David Willey impressed and ended with figures of 2-50 from 17 overs. Phil Mustard subjected Surrey to their second humiliating defeat inside 3 days, with a superb innings of 143 off only 91 balls, which allowed Durham to clinch an emphatic 142 and victory in Group B of the Clydesdale Bank 40. He shared an opening stand of 87 with Mark Stoneman, and a second wicket one of 119 with Ben Stokes, as he brought up his century after 74 balls. Xander de Bruyn took 5 wickets for Surrey, 4 of them at the death, and Durham closed with a mammoth 298-9 from their 40 overs. In reply, Surrey never got going, and were all out for his 156, with Mark Wood impressing on his way to figures of 3-32. And ahead of the second England Lions test match against Australia A on Tuesday, Varun Chopra and Ben Stokes have been called into the squad by the home side after Nick Compton was ruled out with the back spasms and Ravi Bapara still unavailable for personal reasons. Meanwhile, Australia A have called up Worcestershire overseas player Phil Hughes as a replacement for the injured Peter Forrest.